Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill continues. I'm Theo Dorsey. I'm sitting next to Cam Ward, who's all of the buzz here coming into his first season with the Miami Hurricanes, but not your first rodeo in college football. First off, appreciate you joining me, Doc.
Appreciate you having me.
I'll start with this because you are a Texas guy like myself from Mo City. Out there in Florida, you know, there's a lot of hype around Publix and whatnot, but I try and tell people no better grocery store than H-E-B. What are your thoughts? You got to fill up both of them.
Man, H-E-B is where it's at. It's cheaper than Publix.
Yeah.
You get the same stuff at H-E-B. I don't really be going there too much because I'm not at home like that no more.
Right.
But H-E-B up there for sure.
That's it right there. You were in San Antonio too. You know, played a couple years there. I got to tell people, you got to lock in on that. If you haven't experienced it, one of the better places to shop. One of the best places to play football, not just in the ACC, but at Miami. What has it been like so far since you've joined this locker room with Cristobal, with Shannon Dawson, with your fellow Canes? How have they welcomed you in, and how have you set the tone for what this season's going to look like?
They welcomed me in with open arms because Cristobal's let me come in and, you know, just be the person I want to be the teammate that I want to be. The team has too. You know, one thing about this team is that we actually like being around each other. You know, it's times where, like, we don't feel like going home. We just go sit in the locker room, just sit by each other, just talk. Like, every time we talk, it's rarely about football. And, you know, we just walk around the building, you know, just being a team, you know, who just likes being around each other, just wakes up, you know, ready to go play football. And I think that's going to suit us well.
Gotta love that coming into a year where Miami's looking to make waves, not just in the conference, but across the nation. You've gotten a lot of raving reviews from people that have watched your tape, from people that, you know, do what I do for a living, as well as, like, former Canes who have watched what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Which one has been the coolest to see that this person, this legend of the game, appreciates what Cam Ward is able to do with a football in his hands?
I would probably have to say it was actually last year. When I was at Wazoo, when Aaron Rodgers shouted me out. I watch a lot of Aaron Rodgers tape. Him and Pat Mahomes are really two main quarterbacks I watch right now. I'm also watching some Jordan Love right now. He low-key a dog.
He nice.
He low-key a dog.
We've been having that conversation about the big bag he's en route to out there in Green Bay, but yeah.
He's a dog.
Okay.
Him, for sure, Rodgers shouting me out, that was smooth.
Yeah, yep. Cam Ward here joining us, Miami Hurricanes quarterback and a guy that's going to be on a plenty of watch lists and preseason lists and whatnot like that. But for you, you obviously came back to college football here this year because you feel like there's unfinished business to do at this level. And this Canes team is thirsty to do the same. You have a good feel for what y'all have so far, and I know y'all are doing one day at a time, but what is the ceiling of what you guys have with that immaculate offensive line, all the weapons you have, and then you look back in your backfield, you got guys that can start all across the conference. Like, what's the ceiling for the squad?
I think the ceiling is very high for us. But I think it will come down to, you know, us not being a selfish team and us, you know, showing up each and every Saturday. We can't take no team too lightly, no matter whether they're the best team in the country or the worst team in the country. We got to show up and play every team. How are we going to play, you know, whether we go against Florida, Florida State, FAMU, Ball State, all those schools. So, you know, we got to treat every team the same, no matter their Power 5 or FCS. Every team, you know, they show up and they play us. We got to be on our A game every Saturday. And so, you know, we ready for that challenge. It's something that, you know, us in the locker room, we ready for the season to come. So, you know, we going to get through fall camp. Hopefully everybody stay healthy, you know, get the game won, make some plays, and, you know, so on, so on.
They're saying the ACC is the conference of quarterbacks. When you look around the ACC, do you see any other guy that lines up as a signal caller that can say, I'm the best guy in the ACC, or is Cam Ward going to be the number one quarterback in this conference?
I think it's myself, for sure. I always carry myself that way, you know, to the day I'm not on this plane no more. That's just, you know, who I was, how I was raised. You know, I'm a competitor. And I'll always be a competitor, no matter if we up by a lot and I'm still in the game, I'm trying to, you know, run another tutty, hand off another tutty, throw another tutty. You know, if we down by a lot, I'm always trying to get a comeback in. So, you know, that's just how I am. You know, every time I step on the field, I know I'm the best player on the field, and that's going to be my mindset each and every game. You know, I make sure I go prove it.
From Incarnate Word to Wazoo and now Miami, Cam Ward joining us here on ESPN 106.3, talking some ball. Is there anybody in that Canes locker room? I know you like to challenge your teammates a lot. Is there anybody you could point out and say, this dude might work harder than me, or maybe just as hard, works up to my level? Because I've seen how competitive you can be. I've seen a lot of the videos put out on Twitter as well. Who's somebody in that locker room that you know has that same fire as you?
I'll say two people. Defensively, Meech Powell, transfer from Washington. Me and him go at it a lot. He's made plays for us this spring. He had a great season at Washington, getting them to the Natty last year. So, you know, him getting that addition, I was actually, eating with him on his visit when he came to Miami.
Okay, nice.
So, you know, it was good to, you know, be there with him. You know, me and him, we locker mates too, so we be going at it damn near every day after practice. So it's fun. Then offensively, I could probably say the whole receiving court, especially Isaiah Horton. I seen him make the biggest step out of everybody. He brings that mindset every day on the field. He sees the space that I want to get to on the field. He knows when I want to get there on the field. Me and him have elite timing. Jacoby George is the same way. Xavier Streppo is the same way. So I know if our time is on point, timing and, you know, footwork beats everything. And then seeing cover zero, as long as, you know, me and the receivers are on time, will be anything.
And what do we not know about your game? You've been working on so much this summer, right? And you've evolved every single year at the college football level.
Mm-hmm.
What do we not know about your game that we're going to learn more now that you're on probably the biggest stage that you would have played on in football?
I think people don't know how much anger I really play with. I play with, you know, just a lot of hatred in my heart just because of what I had to go through in high school. Just because I never want to feel that way again. I want to put myself in a position to be the best quarterback in college football. To hopefully that translate to the NFL, you know, God willing. But, you know, every time I step out on the field, I remind myself where I came from. I remind myself of, you know, the backstory, how I had to get to where I am to be a Power 5 quarterback. I had one offer out of high school. Before every game, I pray and I always remind myself what you have to get through now. It will never leave me.
Man, I want to line up a run routes for this dude right now. Cam Ward, inspiring, a leader. And I heard Coach Cristobal say you played a quarterback position like a linebacker, which – kind of plays into what you just said there. Appreciate your time, man. And speaking of linebackers, I got your guy Kiko right there that I'll have next here on the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Cam, good luck this fall.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. From a Texas guy to another, looking forward to seeing what he's able to do with the Canes. Theo Dorsey here signing off from Charlotte.